Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are discussing easy ways to stay happy and healthy on the road. We've developed some rules over the years for eating on the road, breakfast at the campground, and managing sleeping schedules. They've served us well, and maybe they could work for you too.
And we are thrilled to welcome Steph and James from the Fit RV as guests on the show this week. They are helping us set some new goals for fitness and work towards being even healthier while we travel this season.
Who won the best flashlight in the whole wide world? And what will this week's awesome giveaway be? You will have to listen to find out.
All of this and so much more on episode 34 of RV Family Travel Atlas, the Happy and Healthy RV. So before we head into this week's featured topic, the Happy and Healthy RV, we need to head into our RV FTA news roundup, don't we?
We got news.
We got lots of
news.
We got all kinds of news. So let's dive right in. The winner of the Nightstick Dual Light with Magnets was Christine M.
Yeah.
And Christine, we will be sending you an email to get your address, and we will send you that awesome flashlight, and we hope you use it all season this year while you're camping.
Yeah, and if anybody didn't listen to last week's episode, who are you? We have a review of that on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. So you can go and you can see why we have labeled this flashlight as the best flashlight in the whole wide world.
That's okay. Right. That's right. So yeah, and we've started a new YouTube channel, and we are hoping to do a product review or some kind of segment every week and release it every weekend. So we've done three product reviews so far. Stephanie did the Camp Casual 12-piece dish set. I did the Nightstick Dual Light, and you also did the Toastite.
Yeah.
So head over to YouTube, please subscribe, drop us a comment, say hello. It's a new environment for us and we need friends.
YouTube's a little...
all like big and scary.
No, I know. And people take it very seriously. We're just doing, showing things. We're like, hey, this is what we're
talking about.
Very casual.
Okay.
People.
We film these little clips out in the RV. But YouTube's this big, scary new world.
Yeah.
So come and join us and make us feel a little bit more comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
I published a piece this week on the Good Sam blog of the Extendable Line by Stromberg Carlson. We gave one of those away a few weeks ago.
Yes, to our listener Keith.
And he's going to report back to us if his family likes it and uses it, because he's heading out on a big trip soon.
And he's going to be at the rally, so we get to see it.
And he's going to be at the rally, so we'll see it in use, indoor and outdoor pool.
So we should hang all of our bathing suits on his extended line.
On his extended line, yeah. I'm not even going to take mine out. We'll just use his, for goodness sake. But we could head over to the Good Sam blog and check out that piece. We're publishing a couple pieces a month on the Good Sam blog. We'd love for you to head over there and drop us a comment there. Show us a little support and encouragement. Stephanie mentioned the rally, and the rally is going to be at Lake and Wood in Narvon, PA, the last weekend in May. We have something like 15 to 20 families coming. Mm-hmm. Still room at the campground if you want to join us.
Yes.
Okay, the immediate loop that we're in is sold out, but the campground is not sold out, and I don't think it's close to sold out. So if you want to come, join us.
And this campground, it gets rave reviews.
Well, in the Good Sam catalog, it's in the top 100 in the country or something like that. It has perfect scores.
Right, and we're actually going to be then doing a piece on the campground for Good Sam.
Yes, we'll be doing sort of
an
article about the rally and the campground for the Good Sam blog.
Yes,
so head over to the Good Sam blog, check us out there. Stephanie published a piece this week on the Camp Jellystone blog. So what piece did you publish over there at the Camp Jellystone blog? And let me say, we are guest columnists on the Camp Jellystone blog, and we're doing a column for them every month. We did one on an RV show. We did a version of our gear guide. Mm-hmm. And what did you publish there this week?
So I always am thinking thematically, right? I can't help myself. And so because of our topic this week and sort of a couple of other things, I think it's also the time of year, I was thinking very much about, health. And so one of the things that we've, and we'll talk about this more later, that we've changed is the way we eat breakfast. And I gave specifically 3 of my suggestions for healthy breakfasts. And so we titled it
And Alternatives to Pancakes.
Alternatives to Pancakes.
And of course,
breakfast.
The featured image, the top picture, is a picture of Theo munching on huge plates of pancakes
at
Jellystone Luray last summer.
And that's the thing I love about Jellystone. They got a good sense of humor.
We've said this on the show before. We really only like to do the pancake breakfast maybe once a trip.
It's a special event when they do it at the campground.
We don't like to get weighed down in the morning. So go over to the Camp Jellystone blog and check out Stephanie's piece there. I really enjoyed that. It's a great piece. We also wanted to remind everyone we recently published our ebook, An Adventure Guide to Acadia National Park. Stephanie, where can our listeners go and purchase that for the price of a Frappuccino?
Yeah, so we're a Kindle book. Okay,
so we're in the Amazon store.
Right. So you can go to Kindle. You can go to
Barnes and Noble.
Right. You can
go to anywhere ebooks are sold.
Basically, because or you can go to Smashwords and find us on Smashwords.com.
It's $3.99. It's a 40-page ebook. All of our best tips for getting the most out of your Acadia
places
adventure.
Places we love.
And it's kind of exciting to us. We have a bunch of our listeners who are heading to Acadia this summer based on our podcast episode that we did. So hashtag those photos, RVFTA.
And don't forget to hashtag all your photos over there on Instagram, hashtag RVFTA. We love regramming your pictures of your campgrounds that you're at. Tell us where you are. Everybody else seems to love those pictures also.
Yeah, we're all interested in where everyone else is camping.
It is.
Where is everyone else camping? I'm camping here. Where are you camping?
We want to see as many campgrounds as possible on any given weekend.
Yeah, and it's like when it's like somebody from another state, it's like, oh, look at that campground. Yeah. I want to go there.
And then also you can post to our page, our Facebook page. Any of your photos of your camper. We had some beautiful pictures this week that people sent us. The full moon
over that
reissued Shasta.
And another person had a brand new hybrid and they sent us a photo. And I forget who it was, forgive me, but it was a beautiful photo.
Yeah.
And it looked like a photo from like a catalog, like a company catalog.
Yeah, we got a couple of really nice ones.
Yeah, and honestly, it's a real treat to get a good photo that we can share. We also wanted to remind everybody about our t-shirts.
Right, because this is a limited time thing. We are not going into the t-shirt business as of this moment.
Though we may.
Who knows?
Depending on how this podcast thing works out.
We may switch.
We may purely just be hawking t-shirts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we may quit the podcast business and go into the t-shirt business. I don't know. But for right now, we're not. So we have a campaign over on teespring.com.
Campaign meaning for a limited time.
Right. And it goes on till May 13th. On May 13th, they shut it down. Print the shirts and send them out.
So on May 14th, you want to buy a t-shirt, an RBFT t-shirt. Sorry, Charlie.
You're crying into your campground coffee.
You're crying into your cereal.
Okay. No cereal.
So you need to get on it. Okay. We've sold about a dozen of them. We need to sell some more.
Yeah.
And they're really cool t-shirts with our logo by Matt Brass.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, would you call them navy blue?
Yeah. So navy with like the orange color.
Logo.
So it looks pretty sharp. And then the woman's tank is like a steel gray kind of look to it.
It looks pretty sharp. I think they look darn tootin' very sharp.
Yeah. Well, we are totally biased.
We are a little biased there. So look, head over and buy a shirt. They're not just for our rally.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just rally-specific shirts. So head over and buy one. That would be awesome. Now, you had a letter you wanted to read, and you had an iTunes review that you wanted to read. We really appreciate getting those iTunes reviews.
Yeah, and we've gotten some lovely iTunes reviews lately that are just – we appreciate you guys taking the time to tell us that you're listening, because we're sitting here – in like a room with just the two of us talking into a microphone. So when we get that feedback, it means a lot.
And it helps us so much in our rankings.
And so we're going to read other reviews other weeks. We'll like spread them out. But this one I wanted to read because you'll say this is by Jay Griffin 1. This is hands down the best travel related podcast I have ever exclamation point.
Don't forget the exclamation point.
I have been a regular listener since episode 2. So I was like, oh my gosh, I have to read this review. Like, thank you. Since episode 2.
You've been with
two,
us for all 6 months.
That's like, I mean, an early joiner, right? Like, thank you. The content is geared towards families and fostering the genuine bonds that are missing from so much of our society. We have one small child and are exploring new ways to continue traveling. This show is inspirational in leading us to purchase our first RV. No parties in the hotel bathroom for us.
And what does he refer to there?
Okay. And I was like, look, he's been listening since the early days, right? When we told the story. In our 10 reasons, right, RV vacations are better.
Yes.
That's what that story's from.
That's right.
We talked about how...
about taking the kids to a hotel and how, you know, we put them to bed and we had nothing to do but go into the hotel bathroom and set up a snack bar.
We did. We had snacks, drinks, a movie. It was really, really pathetic. So we know he listened from early on. That was an early episode.
More importantly, we've said it again and again. We love hearing from people who are considering buying an RV and hearing that listening to our show kind of help them make a decision or kind of, you know, push them towards making that decision because we really believe in it. We really believe it's a great way to travel with your family. And we love that we're helping people, giving people good information who are wanting to buy their first RV. And that was a real surprise to us with this podcast.
And we also got an email from a listener that I know that she's been listening to us for a long time too, because this is not the first email that we've gotten from her, from Karen Kay. But she did send us an email this week, and this email had to be read. It went to the top of the pile because you'll see why. Okay, ready? So she says, comment, just a quick note, love your podcast. Great job as always. Listening to you guys brings a smile to my face and typically a giggle or two. Wonder if I type with a Chicago accent. There we go. Accent. Say our listeners
know.
You
know how to work your way into the show,
oh, the
people.
Accent. Okay, well, here you go. Wanted to let Jeremy know I love the Brett Michaels Rock My RV show.
Rockin' my RV.
I am totally with you on this one. I was like, oh my gosh, Jeremy is so happy.
To get an email from someone, and it was like 3 or 4 days went by, and I was like, no one out there is going to show me some rock in my RV love.
Karen did,
and she did.
Karen showed you,
and it made my day. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we look. Hopefully, there's another season of rock in my RV.
Okay, so she also wrote me a note though. She said, Stephanie, I do have a set of camper towels and sheets, and love it. While we do not tend to take as many trips as your family, I do tend to wash them after every trip, bug spray, campfire smell, etc. But then remake the beds before we take the RV back to the offsite storage. They seem to hold the clean feel, and then we're ready to roll, we load up. See, that's what I said. I was worried that they'd hold that clean feel. And maybe it's a woman thing, but she knew what I was saying. And she was saying, yeah, they don't feel stale. They don't feel like...
So, because it might be 2 weeks later, it might be a month later before you're using the RV again, and you want things to smell clean.
Yeah, she said, same with towels, one less thing to load in. I even have RV pool towels. And I totally agree, because I have enough towels that I could make RV pool towels.
And boy, do we go towels on a trip.
Yeah. So she said, keep up the good work. And she's trying to convince the hubby to go to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, no brainer.
What convincing is there to do?
Listen to some
Does
of our podcasts.
Does he listen to our show? Oh, we're going to do a
we
Myrtle Beach Adventure Guide.
We will do an
all
Myrtle Beach Adventure Guide at some point where we're going to put everything together for Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, in terms of Myrtle Beach and beach camping, we also wanted to thank everyone for answering our question about where you love to beach camp. And we are going to do a beach camping episode next week, right?
Yeah. And if you aren't signed up for our newsletter, that's the kind of thing that ends up in our newsletter a lot. Like, I put in this week, hey, if you have a beach camping place, you know, let me know about it. And I already got some great responses from that.
And you and I really started as beach campers,
before
we were camping in the mountains.
Oh, my gosh. And I was why do I even want to go to the woods?
So we were talking
about a big woods person.
We were talking about what to do for a future episode. Mm-hmm. And like beach camping sort of seemed obvious. Like, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh, what a great topic to go through. You know, like why we love beach camping.
Yeah.
So that'll be next week. If you have any other suggestions or places that you love or you want to send us photos or voice memos about where you love to beach camp, we will try to integrate them into the show.
So you have a voice memo app on your phone. Super easy. It looks like a microphone. If you open that up, you can record a little voice memo. 1 minute.
Send it our way.
And if you can just email that to us.
Yeah, we received one this week. We'll definitely be using it on next week's show. It'd be fun to get a couple more.
We'd love to hear your voices and put them into the show on beach camping.
So you can look forward to next week's beach camping episode. Yeah. Now we have to announce our next big giveaway before we move into the feature topic. So Stephanie, you secured this one. So why don't you tell everybody what we're giving away this week? This is a good one.
The next item from our spring Gear Guide 2015, if you missed it, it's episode 31, are the My Mayo Toddler Play Boots. Okay, these are like rain boots. Three season, they're amazing. Okay,
Wesley loved them.
He loved them.
We both loved them.
They're going to be with us through this entire summer. in the RV.
He was wearing them to school.
Yeah, he insisted on wearing them.
But great for a rainy day at the campground.
They're not like snow boots or other rain boots. They're not awkward. He could navigate a playground with no trouble in these. They are perfect. They keep his feet dry and warm. I love them.
Pretty stylish, too.
And every time I brought him out in those, people would ask me where I got them.
And if you would put a photo up on Instagram, people would be like, what are those?
Where are those boots
And
from?
So how much are these worth?
Okay, so this is about a $50.
Yeah, this is a nice prize.
Prize, okay. And also, we have a YouTube unboxing that's going to be up. I did the YouTube unboxing this weekend. It'll go up too, along with the episode. Right. So
the one take wonder over here on YouTube. I think she knocked that one out in one take too. It takes me about 25 takes.
You
to
can
review
go
a flashlight.
And you can look at the product a little bit and everything. And then what you can do is you can put your name in for the contest. Look, not rocket science, people. Same as we always do. We're going to do. You can leave us a review on iTunes, and you're going to get double the entry for
that. We'll give you two entries for an iTunes review
because it's harder.
Takes more work.
Yeah. And then
you have to know how to write a sentence. Though you really could just drop 5 stars and put like one exclamation point.
Yeah. Or 5 exclamation
points. But we like your nice iTunes reviews.
I said an emoji.
So that's two entries.
So then Facebook. We'll put up a post.
We'll put up a picture of
the
Mai Mai's.
You'll have to spot the post.
And you'll have to tag a friend. Mm-hmm. Get your friends excited.
And then
Instagram.
We'll do it on Instagram. We'll put up the picture
and
again.
You're going to have to
tag a friend. And
don't tag like your grumpy Uncle Joe. Okay, tag someone who might want to win the Mai Mayu.
You can't like
okay?
tell
don't
people
tag
who to tag.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Tag whoever you
You're
want.
You're being bossy. And the contest hopper.
Isn't there a
Berenstain website?
Bears book about when Sister Bear is bossy?
Oh,
like the whole book is about. Now for this week's feature topic, the happy and healthy RV. And we're really going to break this into two parts for the feature topic. Stephanie and I are going to talk about some simple rules mm-hmm. that we've introduced and stuck with in our own RV for happy and healthy RVing. And then we're going to call in the experts, James and Steph from the Fit RV. We did a really great interview with them. And I probably say that every time, but I really enjoyed talking mm-hmm. to them. I know you did too. They have a lot to offer. And we go into a lot of detail with them.
And it became more than just an interview. It was more of a conversation where they were like we were asking them, honestly, for feedback. And like we were learning a lot about it.
You will mm-hmm. too. So if you have any interest in being happier and healthier while you're traveling this summer, while you're traveling year round, please stay tuned for that interview. Mm-hmm. But first, let's talk about some of the things that we do.
Right. And I want to say that, these things, first of all, you already said, they're simple. We're not introducing like drastic changes. We're talking about tweaks you can make. Now, I also want to say that these were developed sort of over the first, I think, year and a half. Because what happened was you start out on vacation when you go out in your RV, right? I'm on vacation. And what do you do on vacation? You eat whatever
pancakes,
you want.
Ice cream, cheeseburgers.
You hang out. You do. Oh, it's like, it's total, like, it's vacation, right? You let go of all your routines and everything.
And I know for us, and I've said this before on the show, and for me at least, I'll speak for myself, we get so much exercise on an RV vacation because we're hiking, we're swimming. We are incredibly active on our RV mm-hmm. trips that I kind of could eat like crap
and get away with it.
I would actually eat like garbage all week and come home 2 pounds lighter because we're hiking every day.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but once we realized that we were going to be traveling 20
well,
to 30
as we started
to
doing
40
it more
days
more,
a year,
we
needed to tone it down.
Wait a minute. We do this enough that we have to emulate some of our best habits from home on the road are some of the things that are important. And I also saw this in the kids because I felt like all of a sudden we'd be on a trip for 10 days and I'd be like, wait a minute, the kids are melting down.
Right.
Because it's too much for them. There's been too many late nights because we've been lax and they've been staying up late around the campfire, but our kids don't sleep
in. And look, it's a joy. It's an absolute joy for me traveling with our children. But every parent knows if they are melting down, if the food's not right, if the sleep's not right, all of a sudden you want to go home.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing I want to feel when I'm at a national park or in Maine or wherever we are, like, oh, we got to get out of here because this isn't going well. And we don't feel that way very often at all, if ever.
Well, we figured out that it is worth it to really sort of like keep things a little bit in line
and emulate some of the things we do at home, frankly.
Right.
But it all starts with getting there. Mm-hmm. And this out of all the things we're going to talk about tonight, this one may be the most important to me, because when we would take our RV trips during the first year, we would stop for fast food.
Well, there's a reason why.
That's the option.
It's very
difficult 10 hours
in an RV to get any other kind of food on the road. Like, you have a big trailer behind your car. You're not going to go downtown.
And when we had the pop-up camper, you know, you're not going to pull over to a rest stop, open up the pop-up, get to the fridge, and make a sandwich. Mm-hmm. But once we switched over to the travel trailer, we realized, hey, we can make sandwiches. We can pull over at a rest stop with a picnic table.
Yeah.
You make a nice sandwich or make a nice healthy lunch that's not McDonald's, that's not fast food. And I really appreciate that, particularly because I do the driving. I just hate the way I feel after a McDonald's lunch and then having to drive for another 5 hours.
Yeah, well, it was also a time thing. You figure, let's get lunch at the same place we're going to get gas and like do everything, bathrooms, blah, 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 at the same time. So then what happened was we realized, you know what? It's really worth it to, sure, pull over and get the gas at one of those places, but then hold off for lunch.
To
the rest stop. The ones that have a little
grass.
They're like
run by the state.
Yes. That have picnic tables, those kinds of things.
Stretch your legs.
The kids can run around. You can eat a nice lunch, get some fresh air.
It's really nice to go back and sit in the RV for 15, 20 minutes, stretch your legs, sit at the table, and eat lunch. And we do that.
Yeah.
And we use the bathroom right in our RV, which is a whole other matter, which is awesome.
That's great. So what I've done to make it a little bit easier sometimes is, well, a couple of things. First of all, I usually get cold cuts, and we don't normally have cold cuts at home.
So it's like a treat.
But it's a little bit of a treat. Right, but it's still okay. So, and then we make nice sandwiches. If you get like the mixed greens and stuff in one of those tubs, you put some of that on your sandwich. And like we always get that like horseradish, you know, cream. And it makes it like you feel like you had a deli sandwich back there.
I love those sandwiches.
Some of the salads, like a pasta salad or a potato salad or something like that. Like something
it's a special lunch.
Right. Something from one of your local delis. Sometimes I'll start a trip off like that because it kind of feels like a fun vacation lunch.
It does feel fun.
But it's refreshing. And then
we feel so much better getting back into the car instead of feeling like you want to take a nap and your stomach hurts.
Yeah.
Right. So that has been huge for us. And look, it's about having the travel trailer.
For the kids, it means I can give them applesauce and carrots and hummus. That's a big favorite of theirs is carrots and hummus.
Yeah.
And I can throw that out on the table and they eat it. It's so
easy. Look, if you're
easy.
In a pop-up camper, you can still do this. You just have to pack a cooler.
And
you don't have to.
We didn't wait to pack food until we got a trailer. We actually, before that, would pack. But the only problem with that is that it would like run out. Like I would feel like it wouldn't last. Whereas with the travel trailer, I feel like it's
all
the
there.
Refrigerator.
I'll also say this too. You know, when you do pull over to get fast food, whether it's Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or whatever at a rest stop or rest area, it can be crowded and the lines can be long. But of course, as much as I hate those lines, I usually am willing to wait in them for a cup of coffee.
Oh, and it always takes twice the amount of time to get coffee as it does to get food.
The line at Starbucks is always longer than the line for food. So I want to officially go on record and apologize. For forcing us to wait on those lines for coffee.
Wait, as if you're not going to do it again
I'll probably do it again.
Every time, guarantee.
So let's move on. Let's move on to your three alternatives for pancakes. And I love all three of these. And this is what the blog post is about that you did for Camp Jellystone this week, right?
Yeah, well, it was just one of the things that we adjusted when we first started traveling. I feel like there was the pancakes, the eggs, the bacon, which, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with
the
eggs.
The traditional
but it was just
RV
breakfast was a little bit of a big deal. It was like preparation. And I had grown up, anytime we went camping, breakfast was a big deal. So,
and I went camping with your family, like a really big deal.
Yeah.
It was very ritualistic.
So I just kind of thought that was what you had to do. And it ended up kind of weighing us down and tying us down. We've talked about that before. So I think like somewhere into the second year, I was like, wait a minute. we don't do this at home. Like, we actually, I like a really, almost like a, not a light, but a
medium,
relatively,
at least, right?
Healthy breakfast. And at home, the boys love oatmeal. They love oatmeal. They love smoothies, eggs.
Oh my gosh, they're sandwiches. Smoothie freaks at
right.
the moment.
So what I did was I realized, wait a minute, there is no reason why I can't do all of these things when we're RVing. This is silly. The
And when you do them at home, you do them when we're rushing out the door.
Oh, sure.
To
every
to
morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you're able to make all of these different alternatives fairly quickly. And I'm not diminishing how the hard work you put into making them, but I'm saying you can bust these out pretty quickly.
No, they're easy.
And we get out the door.
Right. And so the second year I moved the blender into the RV, and that was the best decision I ever made. Because even though other people do love other breakfasts in our RV, I do always prefer a smoothie. It's my favorite breakfast. And I'll probably do a post.
And we're going to talk smoothies with James and Steph
right.
from the Fit RV. And I'm so glad that you pursued that with them.
And I have some favorite ones that I'll post on the blog probably next week, like different, some of my like kind of go-to
and they're,
recipes.
They're really, I love smoothies year round. And I have one for breakfast every morning as well. But they're particularly mm-hmm. nice in the summer when it is hot out mm-hmm. to have a smoothie for breakfast.
Yeah. And on the Camp Jellystone blog, I also talked about the breakfast burrito. My boys love rice and beans. It's
okay.
just one of those things that they absolutely
so
go head over heels
for. Let's walk through
for.
Them each one at a time. And
oh,
just
are
give,
we? Okay.
Yeah, let's
okay.
just quickly, how do you do each one or what do we like? You want
okay.
to start with smoothies?
Well, the smoothie that I recommended on the Camp Jellystone blog was our kids' go-to, right? It's not necessarily my favorite. They love the yogurt smoothie, right? So I get a quart of the plain. Like I get the Stonyfield plain yogurt. And I put a couple
not
cups.
Not the vanilla, which
no,
looks exactly
it,
the
right,
same.
Right, and the vanilla gets a little sweet for me. But I put a couple cups of the plain vanilla. Then I put two whole bananas. And I put – and I travel with frozen fruit in our freezer. Always.
Which is pretty nifty.
Mm-hmm. And I realized, you know, it's the summer. You don't think frozen fruit. You have to because fruit does not stay –
And you,
long enough
and
in
you
the
want
RV.
It there when you want it.
Yeah. And it also, yeah, you just, and I like to have to throw in to get the cold. Like they like it almost like icy. It makes it like a shake more
right.
if you use the frozen fruit.
I think that's important too, that the boys love these smoothies because of that milkshake like texture
yeah,
and quality,
sure, right.
even though it's nothing like that in
so,
terms of the sugar and calories.
Plain yogurt. I put two bananas and I put a couple of cups of the mixed berries. That's their favorite. So the mixed berry blend usually has like blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, cherries. Like it's different depending on what store you go to. I love the Trader Joe's ones because they're affordable, but you can also get it at the, you know, what the mixed berry frozen, you know, fruit.
At your local grocery store.
Yeah,
we get
whatever.
Them at Wegmans for us.
Yeah. So that is the kids. And then I just blend it until it's like, you know, all done. Now, another thing I like to do is I use pure crayon.
And you can take them to go. Where you're,
yeah.
you know, where you're
well,
not going to like,
on the recipe.
I'm sorry, but I thought that was important.
I put in a little pure cranberry that I always have with me. Not a lot of people drink it, but I mix that with my water and it gives it a little bit of a tart.
I like that.
Yes. And I squeeze a lemon in. Now, those are not like, you don't have to
it
do that.
It makes it even kind of
but
fresher.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I add that little bit of the pure cran and a little, and a squeeze of lemon, I think it like brightens it up. It makes it a little
perfect
tart
for the summer
and
too,
delicious.
On a warm summer
yeah.
morning.
So that's their absolute favorite smoothie.
And as I was saying, you can take it to go. You're not going to throw some pancakes in a cup and run out the door with them where
yeah.
we can take those smoothies and hop in the car and head off for our hike.
Mm-hmm.
So how about oatmeal bars?
So that was another thing I was trying to think of a way that I could make oatmeal a little bit easier. In
faster,
the,
quicker.
Yeah, or, you know, just a little less, like, I, you know, I don't know. I'm not a big – I don't like to cook that
and also
much
not
in the
hot,
morning.
Not a
yeah,
hot
exactly,
breakfast
not a
in
hot
the
breakfast.
Summer.
So what I did was there are tons of oatmeal to-go bars. I linked to two on the Jellystone post that I think are really good. The one that I make a lot are from Wheelicious.com. But if you can find one that suits your
well,
personal
the one you make
preference.
Too. I mean, you said the smoothies are a favorite, but these oatmeal bars also really are a favorite. And when you make them, they disappear pretty quickly.
Yeah. I do something to make them disappear really quickly.
You put chocolate chips
a lot
them.
Of the time. I do, yeah. If you
wizard's hats, or boys call them wizard's hats.
Not a lot, but you know what?
Enough to make it feel like a treat.
Yeah, if you put some of the semi-sweet like chocolate chips in there,
but I'm sorry, it's still way better than the pancake breakfast.
I put it in with. Walnuts or almonds. Like I always have a nut, a seed, and a fruit. That's what I do. Like I pick one of each. So the fruit might be raisins or it might be cranberries or it might be dried cherries. It just depends on what I have in the pantry, what I decide to do. The nut could be almonds or pecans or walnuts. Again, I mix it up. And the seed can be like sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds. So I do one of each of those, a version, and I mix it up.
But I have to say, I really like that you mix them up because each time it's kind of like a little bit different, a little bit of a surprise. Mm-hmm.
And then I add the little sweetness of some chocolate chips, not a lot, and it makes them down them, and I think it's a really healthy breakfast.
And so then the last alternative?
So that was the breakfast burrito.
Okay, the breakfast burrito, right?
Yeah, the boys love rice and beans. It's just weird.
It is incredibly weird.
It might be their favorite food.
They're picky in other areas, mm-hmm. but you throw some rice and beans in front of them, and they just go to town.
It's in the category of their favorite foods. Like, it's definitely top four.
Yes, a go-to.
What I realized was that's very healthy to me to feed my boys rice and beans. It's got a lot of protein, and I like to give them that protein in the morning. So that's what the whole thing with like the smoothies and the oatmeal is about. It's like that really filling thing for them. So the breakfast burritos, they love tacos, and basically I just transferred that to the morning, and I can do rice and beans and scrambled eggs in a tortilla, and our boys who can be picky eaters
will just keep going, yes, and going and mm-hmm. going, and you know they love them. And you went toastite, yeah, recently,
so of course, because everything's
made one
the
with
toast
a toastite
lately,
this week
I tried the breakfast burrito, the standard breakfast burrito, in the toastite
with
and
using
it was,
a tortilla,
yeah, just the tortillas on both sides,
and using the toastite transforms that tortilla,
yeah, and the boys ate that thing so
they
fast.
They ate it so fast, I didn't even get a bite.
They were like, can we have more? I was like, no, like, I'm not making you more of this. Like, right. Done. We're all done, you know? So you can do that without the toastite. I talked to one person who at one of our RV shows, he told me he assembly lines his breakfast burritos before they go camping.
Oh, that was such a nice guy and his family.
He lines them all up. He puts the eggs, the beans, all that stuff in the tortilla, folds up the tortilla and wraps it in foil, and then he freezes them. Well, any morning that he wants to cook them, he pulls them out of the freezer and he throws them on the grill.
And I think he was going for the same thing that you go mm-hmm. for. Quicker, easier, less cleanup, move more quickly into enjoying your day at the campground or your day hiking or whatever it may be. So those were Stephanie's three alternatives to pancakes. I really encourage you to head over to Camp Jellystone, check out their blog, and check out her post that she did this week where she went into detail and gave some links on all of those great alternatives.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you can check out the other articles we've been doing for Camp Jellystone. So if you want to have a happy and healthy RV, you also need to think about staying on schedule with sleep. Now, that's been an interesting part of our 5 years of RVing, too, with little kids, is, you know, sleeping's a constant issue for parents at home. So, of course, it's going to be a constant issue on the road. So how have we dealt with that? And honestly, I give you all the credit in the world for this. You've been awesome with keeping a consistent sleep schedule for our boys on the road.
Well, if you're one of those families that this isn't an issue for, God bless you and fine. You know, like, take a break during this part of the segment. You know, like, it's okay. Right. Like, if it doesn't bother you, then I'm not suggesting that you change anything. If your kids are the kind of kids that they can stay up late, miss a nap, they sleep in the next day, no problem.
God bless you. We don't judge you.
Awesome. Like, don't listen to anything I have to say.
We wouldn't mind if our boys would, you know, maybe
right.
do that.
Oh, if my boys would sleep in the next morning, stay up a little later.
Yeah, but they don't
what
do that.
What ended up happening was I realized again – 7 days into the trip, you know, behavior was changing a little bit. Like, I was dealing with some meltdowns, and I was like, you know what? They're off their schedule. And it's not like the schedule has to ruin everything. But you know what? If we stick to the schedule, they're happier. And so then we're happier and everything's easier.
Oh, absolutely.
So for us, especially when they were young, and now we still have a 2-year-old, it's worth the tweaks. It's worth being flexible
and making sacrifices on how much you're going to do on your vacation.
Yeah, in order to keep behavior well. Now, when our guys were little, that meant the nap was sacred. Now, the nap isn't as sacred anymore because there's four people in our family not napping. And only
right.
one
it's
who does.
It's not as sacred anymore, but we do still, when we get Wesley that good nap back at the campground, it does really help.
Yeah. And we always now at least offer him a car nap. Like we do schedule
which
our day.
Which is a little
still.
Dicey what, how
he,
well that
yeah,
works.
Yeah, he usually does it. At this point, he's
but
getting
I
he'll
really
knock
like
off.
The days where we stay at the campground. We put Wesley down for a nap. One of us sits with the book outside the camper under the awning, and the other one goes off with the boys to go fishing or to the playground. And then Wesley's happy as can be later in the afternoon when he wakes up.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you don't – everybody knows how important sleep is. But sometimes when people are talking about health, they talk about food and fitness. And sleep is not necessarily brought to the table. And I think that when you're traveling, you know – You wanna get rest. That's why people come home from vacation feeling exhausted.
Right.
Because you change up your schedule enough that you end up overdoing it. You end up being tired. You end up being almost like jet lagged.
Sometimes less is more.
Right. So I think that if you're talking being healthy, it means yes, making some tweaks on the food. Yes, talking about exercise, which we're going to do with the Fit RV. But also, don't forget the sleep part. Everybody's cranky when they're not getting enough sleep. And it really affects, I think, a family vacation.
I see a theme here to all the things that you've been talking about. For each one of these things, whether it's eating on the road, on the way to the campground, alternatives for breakfast, or sticking to a sleep schedule, to some degree, it's about doing the things on the road that you do at home.
Yeah.
That work at home.
Which is why the RV is so convenient, is you can do
that. Because
it
is a home.
And it takes a little while sometimes to realize what the balance is going to be. You want it to be special. You want it to be an enjoyable vacation. So the key as a family is to say, what are the things that we need to focus on to keep us happy? And then what are the areas that we can splurge? What are the areas that we can like go outside of our boundaries a little bit? And then so coming up next, we're going to talk to Steph and James from the Fit RV because we just talked about sleep and food, but there's another component to this, which is fitness. And that is something that since we had our third boy has been tough for me.
It's been tough for me too.
I got back into action. Actually, it's funny, more quickly after I had the twins.
That's pretty amazing, right?
And then the third through, I don't know, it was like a planning wrench into the mix. Like it was easier with the twins. It'd be like, okay, you take them off on a walk at the campground real quick or whatever, and I'm going to do this. For some reason, having three made it feel a little more difficult to manage. So on our spring resolutions back in March episode, I said that one of my resolutions was I really wanted to introduce fitness to a regular fitness routine for me on our travels.
And we know we're going to be traveling 40 to 50 nights again.
Well, that's why I have to do it when we're traveling. I can't say, oh, when I get home, I'm going to do what I do at home. I have to do it on the road because I'm going to be on the road enough this summer. And it's really important to me to get back in a habit because I was back in total pre-baby shape after the twins. And then after the third, just can't do
so
it. And it's not something I talk about a lot, but it's
experts.
Important.
It is important. It's important to everyone out there. You called in the experts, and these are the best people out there to talk to about this.
I did. I reached out to Steph and James. They're the Fit RV. They have tons of YouTube videos on things. I mean, I was so excited. I talked to her a little over a month ago. We were trying to schedule it, and like just things kept getting in the way. But I was like, that's okay, because like we'll have this segment whenever I can get her, right? And then we finally got it nailed down, the interview. And then what happened?
They were on road trekking
We
got scooped by Mike Wendland, that journalist at heart.
I couldn't believe
it. You know what? It makes so much sense to get scooped by Mike Wendland because that guy was an award-winning journalist for years and years. So he beat us to it with the Fit RV. And plus, he's so fast and speedy in his little Class B.
How did he know?
Yeah. And so we heard them last week. So we intentionally tried to really cover a lot of different topics, though, as well.
Yeah.
And so if you heard them on road trekking.
We were like, no.
We know.
This is our interview this week.
Dear listeners,
we know that
a lot of you listen to Road Trekking as well, as you should. And we listen to Road Trekking. We've been on Road Trekking. But if you listen to that interview on Road Trekking last week with James and Steph, don't be chagrined, because our interview is awesome. And you know what? There's so much to those two. They do more than fitness as well. So we're going to cover.
We're really impressed with their material.
We are really impressed with all their general interest content, not just fitness, but campground reviews, product reviews, DIY projects, taking care of your RV. So we'll be back in a second with a really awesome interview. Dare I say, better than Mike Gwendolyn's interview?
Oh, stop. I shouldn't go there.
I shouldn't go there.
Wow.
Mike's probably a pretty competitive guy, too.
Oh, like, he's gonna, like, just, like, now he's gonna scoop us again.
You know what? By the way. Welcome back, everyone. We are incredibly excited to be here with James and Steph from thefitrv.com. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Another interview with somebody from Utah.
Yeah, we have a guest correspondent who comes on from Utah. Does campground reviews for us. So.
Really?
Yeah. Very cool. Utah has a big piece of our heart right now.
This is all about our secret desire to live in Utah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Utah is a great state to RV through, because there's so much to see and do here.
There are like 5 national parks.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of it.
Yeah, we know. We're jealous.
We're jealous of your fitness and of where you live.
Right, exactly. So let's get to the fitness part, because that is why we are jealous, really, over Utah. And that's why we have you on right now, because on our Spring Camping Resolutions podcast, one of my 5 resolutions was to get a little more fitness into our RV life.
Oh,
and
what
here
a
you
great
are.
Resolution.
Well, because here's the thing. I was always a pretty fit person, and our family is very active. We have 3 really active boys, but all of a sudden, as a parent, sometimes you wake up and you realize, wait a minute, there's a difference between me chasing kids around, right?
Or watching them being active.
Or hiking, or doing things with them that, like, we're, you know, teaching them how to kayak. We're teaching them how to hike. We're doing all these things. But then there's a difference between that and actually, like, getting fit for myself again after, like, having 3
kids.
Well,
and half the time you're taking care of them and you're not worried about taking care of yourself. So you guys are going to help us out tonight.
Well, and that is such a challenge when you're a parent, is you're trying to find that time, that me time, to take care of yourself, and that becomes the trick.
Yeah, and it's important, and we know that. And we've got lots of parents listening to this podcast, and they want to know the easiest way to do that, right? Like, I know it's not easy. Help us find an easier way to do this, right? Okay, and that's what you're going to do. And here's the thing, Steph. I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do.
No pressure, Steph.
Okay? Yeah. All right?
I got to tell you something about my wife.
What
you tell her to do tonight, she will do.
Uh-huh.
There's a 50% chance I'll do it.
At least you're honest.
Oh, no, that sums up our relationship. Okay, so let's just start out by talking about, like, getting into the mindset. That's, you know, the first part of it. So what are, like, just some general principles or ways that people should think about fitness when they're traveling in their RV? Like, how can you maybe incorporate it into your lifestyle in an easier way? What should you kind of make goals for? You know, give us some things to sort of, like, make goals for ourselves.
Well, I think you need to start with the general guidelines, and you need to be knowledgeable about how much fitness you're supposed to be getting in order to stay healthy and fit. And so the general guideline is you need a minimum of 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise, and on top of that, a minimum of 2 full body strength workouts a week. So knowing that that's your minimum, you want to make that part non-negotiable, and you want to plan a schedule. Okay, how am I going to get those 150 moderate intensity minutes in? Mm-hmm. And where am I going to fit in these 2 full body workouts? Because it's non-negotiable, even when you're on vacation.
So, I mean, it sounds like a lot if you were to sit down and do it all at once. But when you think about it, when you break it down, I mean, it's 30 minutes, 5 days a week. There ought to be a half hour somewhere that you can, I mean, you got a partner, you know, dump things on the partner for a while, and you take that time for you.
Yeah.
And use that half hour.
Okay. Right. So, that's what we have to do. We have to split it up into a
time goal per day.
And we do divide and conquer as parents in a lot of other ways, so why not do it for fitness? Why not do it to give, I give you a half hour, you give me a half hour, whatever it may be.
And you know what had happened? We did that when it was just the two. And the third one, wow, that threw us for a then all of a sudden dividing and conquering ended up being you have two and I have one. Right? And then all of a sudden we're not. So we have to, so divide and conquer, good principle. Okay, what else?
Yes. Well, I think once you have that plan in mind, it's going to depend. From there, it's going to depend on your vacation and how long you're going to be gone for. So you want to take into consideration where you're going to be and what you have available to you. So that's the next step. There's going to be a lot of variables based on the trip you're about to take.
I think probably a lot of our listeners are families who travel for 1 week at a time or maybe at the most for a two-week trip. So, I mean, if we could think about it in terms of a unit of a week, then that might be helpful.
Yeah, okay. So we'll like make out a schedule for ourselves to think about what we want to accomplish in a week. And then break it down into more of the cardiovascular that we want and then more of the strength training that we want.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Right. And the scheduling is key. That's like the big mental hurdle for people to get past. So once they accept it and they just kind of make it part of their lives, as Steph said, non-negotiable, it tends to fall into place a lot easier once it's just what I do.
Yeah. You know, and Stephanie, you even sound like you said, okay, whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do. And that's kind of like that schedule thing. So if it's written down that Tuesday and Thursday of this week, I'm going to get up an hour before the kids and I'm going to get an hour's strength training workout in before anybody wakes up, then you might be more likely to do it because it's in the plan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and writing it down, for me, the chance is just like 75%. Because, I mean,
Steph.
I mean, it sounds simple, but okay, we plan out our activities for a week's worth of vacation. We plan out what we want to go do and see. Why can't we say Tuesday nights for this, Thursday nights for that in terms of exercise?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, you know, as you pointed out earlier, you know, one of the things we recommend to people, and a lot of RVers, let's face it, they can be a little more sedentary, but, you know, here we're talking families.
Right.
And
we don't stop moving.
Right. But that's one of the things you said, you know, normally we recommend to people to make activity part of the vacation.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like that's a problem with you guys.
It's
but
not.
As you pointed out, you know, teaching someone how to kayak is different from getting a full body strength workout.
Right.
Very much so.
You're going to be in different places. You're going to have, you know, you might not necessarily know what, you know, some campgrounds may say they have a gym, but you don't really know what they've got. It may be broken when you get there. You're going to have to kind of count on things that you can do yourselves. And there are a few things you can bring, or you can do like body weight type workouts. And there are plenty of body weight stuff, exercises that we put on our website.
Correct. Yep.
Right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because I think that's important. Okay. We want to be independent. We don't want to rely on anybody else's amenities at a campground. And I know a lot of our listeners stay at state parks and everything and are not going to rely on a campground gym. So what should we keep in the RV that's easy to pack away, affordable, that can make all the difference in us planning out this fitness program?
Okay, well, when I do strength workouts, I like to keep things pretty traditional. And for me, the best thing, and I think Steph would agree, the absolute best thing that we bring along in the RV for fitness is a set of resistance bands.
Absolutely.
Okay. So they pack down to nothing.
And we just watched your video that you recorded at Mount Shasta in California where you were using those, it was amazing. It's like that would be so easy to pack in the RV. I mean, that takes up no space at all.
Yeah, and it's important, we think anyway, to get the kind that don't have the handles permanently attached to the bands for a couple reasons. One, you can double and triple up the bands, you know, to get more resistance. So as you get stronger, you can increase the resistance. And then the other thing is that, you know, you can bring 15 bands, but you don't have to bring 15 sets of handles.
Right, and the handles take up a lot of room. But also you can attach the ankle straps that come with. So we recommend this type of band called Body Elastics. That's the name of the company who makes them. The reason we love their bands is because they have a safety cord that runs through each of the bands. So if they were to snap, they're not going to snap on your face. They're not going to break and come back and hit you. Okay. Very safe.
Steph's a personal trainer. Steph's a personal trainer. She's had clients just get pelted in the face with breaking resistance.
I have with house bands, not with my body elastics, but with house bands. So
and then they never exercise again.
So we love that brand. And the other thing we love about the Body Elastics kit, and by the way, if you can look for it on Amazon.com, it's $25 for this kit of bands. It comes with a set of handles, ankle straps, and it comes with this most amazing exercise poster. And I think one of your questions was, what should I do for exercise too? Mm-hmm. Well, on this exercise poster, it has about 300 exercise options for you, broken down based on shoulder exercises, arm exercises, leg exercises, core exercises. There's 7 different categories of exercises. And when I have my personal training clients buy these kits, I tell them pick one exercise from each of those 7 categories off the poster, do 3 sets of 10 of that exercise, and you will have a full body workout done. Bam, done. That easy.
Oh, I love that. And a poster doesn't take up any space, really.
No, it folds up. It's like a map. It folds up in the kit.
Ooh, if you can fold a map, it doesn't.
If you can fold a map.
No. I would put this on that back wall of my bedroom. That's what I would do. Yep.
I keep wanting to laminate one of them. We haven't yet, but.
Oh, that might add to your weight, though.
Yeah. I try not to tell too many people about this poster, though, because I'm worried I'm going to lose personal training clients. If too many people know, then I'm, right. They're not going to hire me.
Well, we can
edit this out.
Yeah. I'm getting the poster and I'm hanging in our
No worries.
Okay, I told you I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And that's one of the first things that we're going to do. I like that. I like a poster. I like visuals.
Yes.
All right.
The other thing that we recommend, it gets a little more advanced, but the suspension training systems, TRX is one of them, and there are other kinds too. Those you can, they also, it's just straps and handles, folds up to nothing, and you can attach it to a tree, you can attach it to a pole, you can attach it, you know, just about anywhere, and the amount of exercises you can do with that is, again, I mean, it's vast.
Yeah, we love the systems. And then also just a yoga mat. Then you can take your workout outside, and you can pretty much do anything wherever your RV is parked.
Yeah, you know what? I just moved my yoga mat out into the RV this
week. Nice.
Yeah, I was like, you know what, this will help. If I have this mat, and I'll feel like, let me enjoy what I love so much about RVing, and then... You know, like add that, and I'll raise you fitness.
Watching that video of you guys at Mount Shasta was like, oh my God, what a gorgeous place for a workout, right?
And
it was
we've
amazing.
Been able to do that all over the nation. And that's one of the things that I love about exercising in the RV is your workout, your environment changes, and it's just such an invigorating experience.
Yeah. From the family angle of that, my kids have been enjoying, sometimes I put on the yoga on YouTube for them, like for my older boys, they're 6. So I'll put on like the Cosmic Kids yoga and we'll do it if I just feel like they need a little activity on a rainy day or something.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh, they're at the point now where they could kind of get into this. I think that they would exercise outside with us because they have gym at school and they're in T-ball and they get like, will this make me stronger? They're always asking us that.
They like the idea of a program.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm thinking they might actually like jump in with us and we might be
we'll
able
just
to
have
do
to,
a little.
We'll just have to tie our 2-year-old up somewhere.
But... No. He tries to do. Oh, no. He thinks he's 6 and he'll try to do everything that we do.
By the way, it's just great when parents model exercise in front of their kids because they're going to see you exercising growing up and then they're going to keep that as one of their own traditions and part of their lifestyle too.
Yeah, it has to happen. For you. We spend enough time in our RV that we can't just call it a vacation. It's really a way of life for us for a lot of the year. So we have to incorporate the other things that are important to us. All right. So what other routines? You said I've got this poster, but I also have seen you do these short little 4 or 5 exercise routines a lot. So
absolutely.
Do you have one that you like to share with beginners or like this sort of maybe an all body one or what is your favorite? What do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I think for beginners, a real easy way to start getting into exercise when you're sedentary and you're not is just start with a 3 exercise routine. So do a leg exercise. So how about some squats? You'll do 3 sets of 10 squats, just body weight squats standing outside the RV. And then you can do for upper body, push-ups. So you could either do push-ups if, on the wall push-ups, or push-ups with your hands on the picnic table. So okay. That's a little more intense. Or if you're strong enough, then you do push-ups down on the ground. And again, 3 sets of 10. Just remember that, 3 sets of 10 for everything. And then the final one could just be a lean back for your core. So then you're sitting on the edge of the picnic table bench, and you're just going to lean back as far as you can without letting your feet lose contact with the ground, mm-hmm. and then pull yourself back up. So okay. It's kind of like a little sit-up, although you're not laying all the way down.
Okay.
And again, do 3 sets of 10. So with those 3 exercises, you've just worked your legs, your upper body, and your core.
Okay.
It's very basic, but for people who aren't exercising, that's a big deal to take that on and just start there.
Go ahead, James. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I know you didn't ask me this question, but there's a little 10 minutes with Steph calorie torching workout that I think is sort of my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a video recently. We have on YouTube, and that's a body weight exercise.
Yeah, you don't need anything for it.
Right.
And I can't recommend your YouTube channel enough to all of our listeners.
You guys do
We've
such
been
a fun
really,
job,
really yeah. dipping into your videos. You have like almost 100 videos up there, I think, if that sounds right.
Yeah.
It's 88, 89. And I
didn't know that.
We'll talk more in a minute about the variety of those videos, but there's a lot of great content, fitness and otherwise.
Okay, but before we move into that, let's just wrap up this healthy segment of the talk with your favorite smoothie. I had said to you that one of my tricks when I realized that RVing could really affect healthy eating, which is incredibly important to me as a mom. When we started RVing 30 nights a year, 40 nights a year, I was like, whoa, like we need to be very careful about the food, you know? And one of the things that I did was I put my blender in the RV and I never took it out. Like I, you know, got a blender for the RV and we did smoothies most mornings. We do a lot of other things too, but smoothies is our staple. So I had said to you, I know that you do a lot of smoothies also. So I said, what's your favorite one for us tired parents? I love this. Do you want to tell our listeners?
Well, my most favorite smoothie is a coffee and peanut butter protein smoothie. And it's perfect for breakfast because it's about 300 calories and it's got healthy fats in it. So it's going to make you feel full longer. And sometimes the problem with smoothies is that you feel hungry right away. But when you add something like peanut butter to the smoothie, you're going to be satiated for much longer. So the way the coffee peanut butter smoothie works is you take a cup of coffee and it's going to be cold coffee. So you either need to make instant or you're going to brew a cup and wait for it to cool. I usually use instant because I don't have that patience to wait.
All right. You haven't listened to our camp coffee episode and realized my husband is
a complete coffee
freak.
So I'll have
We will we will do a pour over and it will cool down. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I want to come and have one of your coffee peanut butter
Where are you guys tomorrow morning?
On our way to Utah.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so take out that Insta part. You guys didn't want to hear about my Insta. Okay, brewed cold coffee. Yeah. And then you're going to take one medium-ish size banana and throw it in the blender, a tablespoon of half and half, and one packet of stevia, a cup of ice, and then 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. And I always recommend using the real stuff, not the Jif and Skippy.
Right.
Find the real peanut butter.
It's very easy to find now. Because, I mean, I bought it for kids. But now even, we shop at grocery stores that now even have their own brands of just the natural peanut butter.
Right.
So I think it is more mainstream now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that all goes in the blender and it comes out into this most amazing frappuccino-like smoothie, but without all the sugar. It just tastes more like coffee. It's more of a strong coffee flavor. It's just wonderful.
Okay. So we're going to try this.
Oh, we are absolutely going to
try this. Must.
We're camping this weekend and we're going to try
the
coffee smoothie.
That's 100%. We're doing that.
Wonderful.
Both of us.
Oh, I'm so excited. You'll have to let me know what you think of it.
We will totally report back to you.
Awesome.
So do you have anything else on fitness?
I think I feel like I have my goals
Right.
I feel like I have the gear I need to get to make me feel sort of that, like motivated and prepared and excited. And then I also feel like I have simple exercises that I can start with.
Right.
And if any of our listeners also do any of this or make their coffee smoothies, just hashtag RVFTA. And we're going
to
have, we'd love to see pictures on Instagram of it. So, all right. Now that, you love
okay,
YouTube.
Okay.
No, so now Jeremy
I really,
gets
it's,
to
Im-
go.
It's important that I really want to say you guys are also, you're producing a lot of general interest content for an RVer. And you, I mean, you are the fitrv.com, but you pretty much do everything. So if you're looking at the YouTube channel, you have campground reviews, you have product reviews, you have RV reviews. And I just like the variety of everything that you're doing. So as I was dipping through some of these YouTube videos, I saw this whole series of your black tank videos.
Oh, my.
Okay. And I correct me if I'm wrong. One of them had like 150,000 views or something.
Correct.
Like you are like the ultimate YouTube black tank star.
Is that what every RVer goes onto YouTube and does? They Google black tank.
I mean, I don't know if it's just a guy thing, but I mean, you are like the philosopher of the black tank on YouTube.
I've been called Professor Poo and
Professor Poop and the Internet Poop Guy. I wrote this down here.
Yeah.
But just to give our listeners a taste, and that's probably the wrong word to use right now. I really liked the one you did called Do Ice Cubes in the RV Black Tank Really Work? Because that's something I've done before, and I don't do it religiously like every time, because in the back of my head I've always thought, I have no clue if this is working, you know,
right.
And you, could you just tell us a little bit about that experiment you did and if it really works?
Yeah. So the reason I made that whole clear black tank is because, you know, you go on to RV forums and everybody's got an opinion about what you should do with your black tank and what works, what doesn't work.
And they're all like grumpy about it.
Yes.
And that's what I like about you is you're funny in these videos.
We do. We really love people that have a sense of humor about RVing and that aren't grumpy about RVing.
Well, how can you it's fake poop in a tank. How can you be grumpy about that? Anyway, but everybody's got an opinion and they're all grumpy. But nobody really had any proof of anything, you know, did it really work or not? And so I thought, well, how hard could it be to make a clear tank? And so that's what I did, much to Steph's chagrin. So this ice cubes in the black tank, you know, if you've been around the internet long enough Googling RV stuff, you've heard about this. And I thought, well, that's weird. And then I thought, well, you know, ice is pretty frictionless. And so does that really work? And so what I did is I took the tank and I put some fake poo. And I actually got the recipe for this fake poo. It's derived from a research paper that NASA did where they were processing, they wanted to come up with a fake human waste to process in space systems.
So we need to let that sink in for people for a minute.
Yeah.
He ordered from online a NASA paper to get a recipe for poop.
There is totally a science nerd lurking in you.
Wait.
And I'm getting this from watching these YouTube videos. There's some kind of background. Either you were like the star student in science.
You have a background, right, in science. You did.
Yeah. Yeah, my undergraduate degree is in aerospace engineering. First job out of college was doing missile trajectories for the Department of Defense. But
it all makes sense, James. Atmospheric pressure in a YouTube video did something like that in undergrad. All right,
I knew it. Yeah. There are many layers to James and Steph, and we're
here English major.
Yeah. We're diving deep.
We're talking literature. We're like, ooh.
Wendland got them first on road trekking, but we're going deep.
That's right.
So does it really work? I mean, what did you
not in the test that I put together. Basically, I put some of this fake poo in the tank, set it out in the sun to kind of let it dry up, you know, and bake on for a couple hours. And then I fixed it in the back of my pickup truck with a bunch of cameras on it, dumped some ice in there, and then went driving around town like a lunatic trying to knock the poo off. And
yeah, you did like donuts in the parking lot.
Right. And you drive around like a lunatic in a lot of your YouTube videos. and in one of them, you were driving, in a different one, you were driving around hopping out of your truck, running up to people's RVs in their driveways and measuring their black tanks underneath.
I was mortified when he told me I had to film all of that. Oh,
rightly
man, the things
so,
I go
Steph,
through.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
But in the end, it didn't really scrape off that much of the fake waste, not any more than just plain water would. But boy, did I get some.
But it was fun.
Yeah, but I got some angry comments about that, and it just people really have some strongly held beliefs about this.
It's RV folklore. You have to understand. Right. You're taking on RV folklore.
You're destroying like a mythology that people have.
Sure, there's no need for that, James. What are you doing?
James?
It's like you're telling people there's no God, you know?
Let people have their myths, okay?
Let's change gears again. I loved your review of the new Winnebago Travato. And, you know, we're not Class B people, but if I was...
We'd be strapping our kids to the roof. Like, we'd be like, hey, kids.
If I was Class B shopping...
Knock if you're in trouble.
If I was really seriously looking at that unit, I would have really, you know, I really appreciate that review, because you did like a 20-minute video. Yeah. You went in depth with that, and I really felt like I knew all the pros and cons of that unit. Mm-hmm. So what did you like about that new Winnebago Travato, the 59K, I think?
Oh, the K. Yeah, because we've done both the G
and the red
K.
One. The red one, right? What's the new red one that's sort of the cool, stylish?
Is that? I thought that was the K. Are we wrong? Go ahead, James. Well, correct us. Don't be embarrassed. We correct each other all the time.
Okay, we reviewed a red G, which is very that's stylish the one, I think.
Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, so what we like about that one is that it's got a completely separate sleeping and dining area.
Correct.
So I rebuilt our own RV, and it's great. It's got an actual, you know, stand-up shower,
B. Our current one is a Class B, you're right.
But the one problem we've got with it is that the sofa and dinette become the bed. And so everybody has to go to bed at the same time, and everybody has to get up at the same time.
Right, and that's hard when James has bike races, has to get up at 5 a.m. I have to get up at 5 a.m. because there's nowhere else for him to go if we have our bed out. So we love that in the Travato, that there's that seating area up front, and if someone wants to stay in bed in the very back, that's okay.
Yes. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, the bell.
I just saw Steph's eyes roll.
Yeah.
And this is all audio.
Yeah. I got the bell back.
All right. So listen, you guys have just recently celebrated the 2-year anniversary of the Fit RV. What can we look forward to? And congratulations.
Thank you.
And what can we look forward to in the next 2 years from you guys? Where are you traveling to? What do you plan on doing with your YouTube channel, your website? What's in the future for you guys?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing, we just sort of let the cat out of the bag on our website today, is that we're getting a new RV. It's going to be a Travato, the 59G that I was just talking about.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But it's not going to be just any Travato. It is going to be a concept Travato. So it's going to have a bunch of really cool bells and whistles.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that we can actually talk about yet. But it'll be like the 59G. X.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Extreme.
When will you guys have that?
We're going to get it in July, and we're having like a public shakedown cruise. So this will be interesting.
Well, we'd love to have you back on after you've used it for a few
months. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be fun to talk about that. Absolutely.
So that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, that's very exciting. What else?
Anything well, else? Other than that, I think we're going to just keep doing what we're doing. We're going to go to RV shows. We're going to talk about healthy RVing. We're going to get out and be doing lots of our own active RVing.
Yeah, we're going to the outdoor retailer show again. All sorts of interesting new products at the outdoor lifestyle type products at the outdoor retailer show. Right? It's a huge show here in Salt Lake.
And this coming weekend, we'll be in Canada to do a show to talk about healthy RVing. And so, all sorts of events.
Well, we will put links up to all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll put links up to the website and to some of these YouTube videos we've been talking about. And that was a blast. We had a lot of fun talking to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're really excited to be on your podcast.
You guys are fun. Thanks.
We will definitely – I am being held accountable by this interview. So you had no idea what was going on right now, what you were stepping into. But I am being held accountable by this interview. And now I get to implement my marching orders for this season, and we'll be in touch, okay?
All right, so thank you again, James and Steph. It was a blast.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
thank you so much for joining us for episode 34 of RVFTA, the Happy and Healthy RV. And thanks so much to James and Steph for joining us for that really fun interview. And we really look forward to having them back on the show at some point soon.
Yeah, we'll touch base with them and see how my fitness routine is going. And don't forget to enter in the contest for the My Mayu Toddler Play Boost.
Multi-platform,
right.
Baby.
Go to any of our social media places and you can find it and enter it. And then also don't forget to send us your notes and your pictures about your favorite places to beach camp.
Is beach camping best?
Wow.
We'll talk about it next week. Episode 35 of RVFTA, beach camping, baby.
Talk to you then.